Frigatilly in the end, a draw with Offaly. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I suppose it's a mixed bag, really. Obviously, we're relieved to come away with something out of the day with 10 minutes to go. You know, it looked like we were probably very much under pressure, and you know, it's looking like it was going to be difficult to get something out of us. But in fairness to the lads, when we went down to 14 and we pushed up a bit more and we went at it and we started taking our points, and we clawed it back, and I suppose we could have nicked it at the end. But yeah, look, it's a game now we've under our belt, and hopefully, you know, we've a lot to do to try and improve for next week. But like, I suppose Offaly had that game last week, you know, and we're playing here in Tullamore. Conditions were difficult, obviously, for both teams. And but yeah, I suppose, look, we're 10 minutes to go. Yeah, we're a bit relieved to get the draw. I won't say we're happy with it or performance or anything like that. We know it wasn't good enough, and we know we need to improve, I suppose, drastically for next week if we're going to get something out of the Dublin game.
But that said, you sure did show commendable spirit to come back when you were that 5 points down. You got the last 5 points of the game, had a couple of more chances as well. I'm sure that's something positive to look at.
Well, definitely, and like, you know, fair play to the lads. They did stick in. They, you know, when we were the man down, it was difficult. Offaly had the momentum. You know, they had the crowd behind them. You know, so everything was in their favour. And in fairness to the lads, to turn around and get something out of it. And I said, push on. And unlucky with the last two or three shots there. Again, difficult conditions against the wind for shooting for both teams, obviously. But you know, we had chances there at the end. We felt. Probably we were trying to get the lads, just, you know, get the scoreboard going from half time and keep working the ball. But the lads seemed to be intent enough out there at times to be going for goals. When we were, you know, a couple of points would have steadied us and settled us a bit. Like a few frees, you know, went the wrong side of the post for Aaron as well, like at times there when Offaly were in the ascendancy. So look at, you know, for them younger lads, it's their first taste of real adult hurling at under 20, and you can see that physical difference out there. Like, and you know, I thought physically we were more than capable as well. Like, but it's a step up for the younger lads, and it's a game under our belt now. Like, so again, we've a lot to do. We've a lot to try and figure out now for next week. Again, we thought we were, you know, you always come into these games, you know, unsure of, I suppose, where you are preparation wise. You know, you're hoping you've a lot, you know, a lot of the right work done, but it's really when you get to play a proper championship match that you get something out of that.
You were a point up at half time, 1-5 to 7 points. The start of the second half, they dominated early on, and I suppose when you didn't get a score, it probably, you know, the doubts maybe got into the players' minds in one sense, but Offaly really came at you at the start of the second half.
Well, they did, and look, at no more than ourselves, they had plenty of voids as well. They, you know, they missed a penalty and a few things like that. We probably had a couple of goal chances, you know, which, you know, Aaron was unlucky with one there just before half time as well, which would have given us 3 or 4 points of a lead playing against that breeze. But definitely the third quarter, they were well on top, and we were struggling to stop them coming out. Their use of the ball was very good. And they were, most of the shots they were hitting were tending to go over, like, so they had that bit of momentum. As I said, every time they scored, you could hear the crowd roaring and shouting, like, whereas obviously our support was bare the parents. There was probably no one from Galway here, like, which was disappointing as well.
Looking at the team, the way it finished, in the sense that Rory Burke went up to the half-hour line, Tiernan Lean went back to centre half-back, I think, Oisín Lohan, who had a fine game, he got 2 points in the second half, ended up midfield. So no doubt, the fact that Offaly had a game, you were coming in sort of raw, I'm sure you'd be able to change your team around and things like that for next week.
Yeah, there was a few things we were trying out, obviously, and, you know, and again, like I said, when you're in the championship game and you're forced into making changes and things that might work a little bit better, and definitely we'd be looking at this differently for next week. You know, a few of the lads that have come in, you know, have put their hand up now and are pushing, and there's lads obviously that were unlucky not to get game time that could be in the mix for next Saturday as well. Like, so we have a nice panel there. Again, it's obviously work in progress. They're a development age group, no more than minor, but at the same time there's probably a little bit more emphasis on trying to win these games and trying to get something out of them, because the more games you can win or get results out of, the further you go in the competition and the more games you get. So yeah, look at, you know, we just have to start focusing on it's recovery now straight away, and you know, our attention just switches to the Dublin game now.
That game is next Saturday, it's here at 2 o'clock. Dublin, by all accounts, were unlucky to lose against Offaly last time out, so they'll provide a serious challenge.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's next Saturday here again against Dublin, so that's our home game for Galway. Like, so that's another story, isn't it? But we're here again, so at least we've had the familiarity of playing here today, and hopefully that stands for that as well.